I've tested and tried and proved him for 60 years now. I find he's more real. I'm 60. Oh, you forgot. He's younger than I am. He can't remember. But, you know, when I was just a young Christian, I thought, this is just heavenly to walk with Jesus. And I'd ask my grandmother, it seems like everybody's having so much trials. Why am I so happy? She said, honey, your time will come. Well, I think it kind of waited until I got married, but it was worth it all. It's just worth it all to live for Jesus. It pays to serve Jesus. I say it now more than ever before. God is so real, and He is the fountain of life. There's death on one side and life on the other, and I choose life. We have choices to make every day. Ernie wrote this song several years ago. We're too far to turn back now. Don't even think of turning back. There's nothing out there. There's nothing out there if you've ever known the Lord. Just keep on with Him. That's the only life there is.
Peter and the rest of Jesus' disciples were out in the deep blue sea. The stars in the heaven were brightly shining and the wind was blowing free. When suddenly there came a fierce wind blowing, the waves swept across their bow. All together, brethren, just keep on rowing. We're too far to turn back now. Oh, we're too far, too far, too far to turn back now. With Jesus on board, we'll make it through. All the waves sweep across the bow. We've got a glimpse of that heavenly shore. Can't feel at home in this world anymore. We're too far, too far, too far to turn back now. Elijah told Elisha one day, my son, you must stop here. I am going where you can't come. My departing time is near. Well, the young man told the prophet Elijah, I think I'll come anyhow. I want a double portion of your spirit. I'm too far to turn back now. Oh, we're too far, too far, too far to turn back now. With Jesus on board, we'll make it through. Though the waves sweep across the bow, we've got a glimpse of that heavenly shore. Can't feel at home in this world anymore. We're too far, too far, too far to turn back now. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I thought about two things while our brother was using his illustration up here. One of those is that I remember Gypsy Smith saying one time, a long time ago, he wanted a couple of ladies out of the audience that was sanctified to come up on the platform. So there was two ladies that got up and they marched, very holy people looking, and they sat out on the platform. He put chairs out for them. And then he stood and faced this vast congregation of people and said, I want you to know that neither one of these women are sanctified. And one of them just got up and stomped out of the building and slammed the door as she went out. The other lady just sat there and smiled. Well, that was really the difference. That was the difference. And if nothing else, you found out that our brother was sanctified tonight when you started messing up his hair and everything. And how many of you work in a bank? Let's see your hand. You work in a bank. Okay. You work in a bank. Now, you can tell me if I'm right about this. We were, my daughter's assistant manager in a bank at home, and I was going through a checkout stand not too long ago, and a fellow by the name of Cannon, that used to play with the LSU, and then he played with the professional football team, got in trouble passing out $100 bills, counterfeit $100 bills. And it so happened that someone had a $100 bill as they passed through. And I saw this lady take this $100 bill, and she took a white piece of paper, and she rubbed that bill across that $100 bill across the white paper. And I asked her, what are you doing? She said, I'm checking to see if this is counterfeit. I said, how can you tell the difference? If it comes off a printing press, it won't leave its color. It won't leave its color. But if it's real, it'll leave its color. Now, I want you to know that if you're a Christian and you're real, you'll leave your color on somebody else when you rub up against them. That's right. You won't make any impression on them for godliness if you're not a real child of God. But if you're real, something will rub. You were talking about that today, rubbing off. Yes. And I thought that when you showed us those counterfeit bills. And, well, thank God that we can rub off on one another. Amen. Have you surrendered to Him and repented of sin? Have you tasted that sweet reality? Is your whole life turned about? Do you know without doubt that you really have real reality? Are you sure that you know that your heart's white as snow? Oh, what joy and contentment you'll feel when you surrender to Him and your new life begins, then you'll really have real reality. For it's real, it's real, oh, I know, it's real. Praise God, the doubts are settled, and I know, it's real. Are you sure that you know that your heart's white as snow? Oh, what joy and contentment you'll feel when you surrender to Him and your new life begins. Then you'll really have real, real.